Start selling on Shopify today. Go to shopify.com/CNN for a $1 per month trial.
Hey everyone, I'm Daniel Dale. I'm a CNN Fact Check reporter. This is Facts First Friday. Today we're going to look at some false or misleading claims made by President Trump and by other Republicans about the presidential election.
And this election is by no means over.
I believe President Trump still has a path to victory.
We want every legal vote to be counted, and we want every illegal vote to be discarded.
This election, as we know, was won by President-elect Joe Biden. So much of the disinformation swirling around the election results is coming from President Trump himself. And these are some of the easiest ever Trump lies to fact check. He claims he won the whole election or won Pennsylvania. Fact check, no, he didn't. He claims the election was rigged. No, it wasn't. So there's a sense of boredom or monotony that sets in. He's barely challenging us as fact checkers right now. At the same time, you do have to be vigilant and you have to check this nonsense because these lies do real damage to millions of Americans' faith in the entire democratic process, not just in this particular election. There's something different about how Republicans are treating these lies from the president. For most of his presidency, Republicans have just ignored his most brazen lying, pretended they didn't see the tweet, didn't hear the rally. A lot of them are still doing that now, but a lot of them are actively endorsing his comments. They're pushing the lies themselves. You're seeing it from the Republican National Committee, from some senators and members of Congress. There's an entire apparatus supporting this nonsense. So today, let's take a look at some of these claims from the president and from the Republican Party. Let's start with a claim that has been made by a lot of prominent Republicans, from members of Trump's family to former House Speaker Newt Gingrich.
The president's supporters are circulating a list which claims to show cases of ballots in the state of Michigan being cast in the names of dead people.
CNN looked into this. It's absolute nonsense. Totally wrong. Three of my colleagues took 50 names on a list that supposedly showed 14,000 dead people casting ballots in the Detroit area. What they found? Of those 50, 37 were indeed dead, had not cast any ballot. Five of them were actually alive and had voted. Eight of them were alive and had not voted. A lot of these cases that Trump supporters are suggesting show dead people voting are actually cases in which a living person happens to have the same name as a deceased person, or a clerical issue, like a very much living person having their birth date entered as 01-01-1901. That's not fraud. Next, let's look at a claim the president made on Twitter about ballots being collected in California. The president tweeted this video.
I thought they collected them all. I just want a document.
No, we're still collecting.
Wait, but how come they already called the state?
The president tweeted this video with the caption, "You are looking at ballots. Is this what our country has come to?" Well, you were looking at ballots, but no, you were not looking at anything inappropriate whatsoever. What this video showed was workers in Los Angeles County, California, the day after Election Day, collecting legally submitted ballots that had been deposited in a drop box before the deadline of 8 p.m. on election night, when the county had locked and sealed these drop boxes. They're picked up the next day, they're counted as normal, there's nothing wrong at all. Now, Trump didn't actually make an explicit claim here, but by insinuation, he was suggesting something nefarious. There was nothing of the sort. And finally, let's look at one of President Trump's many, many tweets claiming he won states he actually did not win. Last Wednesday, CNN projected that Biden would win Michigan.
CNN projects that Joe Biden will win the state of Michigan.
Saturday, CNN projected Biden would win Pennsylvania.
CNN projects Biden wins Pennsylvania.
Well, this Wednesday, the president tweeted, "Nobody wants to report that Pennsylvania and Michigan didn't allow our poll watchers and/or vote observers to watch or observe. This is responsible for hundreds of thousands of votes that should not be allowed to count. Therefore, I easily win both states. Report the news." The reason that media outlets don't want to report this claim is because it is entirely untrue. It is not true, of course, that Trump won Michigan or Pennsylvania, and it is not true that Michigan and Pennsylvania did not let the Trump campaign's poll watchers watch the proceedings. In fact, CNN reporter Annie Grayer was on scene personally watching Trump campaign representatives watch the vote count in Detroit, where Trump had falsely claimed they were not allowed, and Trump's own lawyers admitted in court that they were allowed to watch in Philadelphia, another place where Trump falsely claimed they had not been allowed to watch. A big challenge for fact-checkers with these ridiculous claims is that it's harder to prove something is a lie than it is for the liars to throw the lie out there in the world, especially when it's some weird conspiracy theory. But I think it's important to fact-check even some of the weirdest conspiracy theories. On a meta level, even the weird, silly stuff can be really damaging to democracy. On a practical level, there is sometimes a data void on search engines. If we don't fact-check the conspiracy theories, all that people will see when they Google that theory is the theory itself, rather than the debunking. And it's clear we're going to have to keep doing it. The pace of the nonsense seems to be picking up rather than slowing down. So if any fact-checkers thought they were going to get a break after Election Day, it's just the opposite. Thank you all for taking the time to listen, and please stay with CNN for all the latest political news and fact checks. CNN Political Briefing is a production of CNN Audio. This episode was produced by Will Cadigan and David Toledo and engineered by Francisco Monroy. Haley Thomas is our senior news producer and Megan Marcus is our executive producer. Raj Makhija is our senior production manager.